Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for one final time here in this 2025 season. As the Tigers are moving on here in the Class 1A postseason, they win their second round matchup on Friday night, 20-0 over Ridgeview. And Coach, your initial thoughts on a great win for your team on your home field to continue in this postseason?
Yeah, really proud of our group. Really just proud of the whole program. I thought our coaching staff had a great plan coming in, especially our defensive coaches. Thought they had a great plan, great idea of how to stop them, and obviously did that, getting the shutout. And I just thought our kids just played gritty and hard all night long and just kept fighting. We really weren't playing a very clean game there in the first half. Left a couple touchdowns on the board and, you know, just a couple mistakes on our own part. But we just, you know, just kept clawing and fighting, and just really proud of the guys for just doing everything they could to just basically just keep ourselves in the game and you know, keep chipping away when there were some frustrating times. I just had, you know, a drop touchdown, interception in our own, you know, in the end zone, going down to score on a five. Just tough plays, and you know, nothing, you know, stuff that's going to happen. But you just, you know, you worry that you're going to, you know, go in the tank or heads go down or whatever. But our guys just kept fighting all night long. So I was really, really proud of them for playing that way. And then second half really kind of clicked and started to play better offensively. Defense played lights out all night long. So really, really a fun win against a team that I think is very underrated. I really thought they had Ridgeview had a very nice team, very good size. They were bigger across the board, probably on the line than us, and bigger in the secondary and linebackers than us across the board. So you're going against a team that's got better size. I'd say physical play is a pretty even match. It's a tough go, and we knew it would be all night long. So to get out of there 20-0, I'd take that any day.
What the defense was seeing out there to put together another shutout, and definitely not something easy to do against a postseason opponent.
Yeah, we knew they were a run-heavy team coming in. I know they had one of their backs get injured. It's kind of towards the beginning of the game, and I hated to see that because I hate that for anybody. So I think that made them a little more one-dimensional, where they had just the one back left, that, you know, kind of a veteran back to run it with. And, you know, so you're able to key on him a little more instead of when they both were back there, you had to watch both. So I think that helped a bunch. And then I think our physical play up front and our D-line, our linebackers just kind of overmatched them most of the night, just getting penetration, shutting down their running game. And then that made them a little more one-dimensional, where they had to throw the ball more than I think they're used to and wanting to. Then I thought our DBs gave up some underneath stuff, and we understand there's times we're going to give that up and kind of make them have to drive the field. But I thought overall didn't let any big plays behind them, didn't give up any big, you know, big completions, and just did a good job of keeping everything in front of them and you know, winning the 50-50 balls. They had one pass in the end zone there that guy caught. And Jake Baldwin's did a great job of ripping through as the guy went down and just jarred it loose enough to be incomplete right before he came to the ground. So just stuff like that, you know, you're just proud as a coach that your kids are fighting. They're gritty. They're not, you know, they're not giving in easy. That's what you want to see as a coach.
Who was helping produce offensively for this team?
We had a good mix all night long. I really thought we ran the ball okay. I wouldn't say it was our best night rushing by any means, but I thought we ran the ball okay. But I thought Cam Adams ran really hard for us at running back. Gavin Starr ran really hard for us at running back. And then I thought Manning Fonts, our fullback, he just does a ton of things to set the table for us. By just how he lead blocks and just pass, picks up pass blocking, things like that. So really good job out of those guys. Our line, I thought, did a really good job of holding up against a really big front. Like I said, we were oversized in some spots and just did a good job of holding up and playing strong through that. And then we really made some hay. I think Cam had one touchdown, but then I thought we really made some hay. Just they really were coming up, making us have to beat them throwing and throwing deep. And I thought Payne did a great job of hitting Sam Benson on a couple shots, Casey Williamson on a couple shots. So just did a great job of kind of taking what they were giving us. And then also there's times where it was like, boy, you're going to have to take some shots and go beat them and go make a play. And our guys did that very well. So. Peyton, I thought, ran the ball really well tonight, threw it pretty good. But I thought he really ran the ball. It was maybe one of his better games running the ball tonight. We kind of knew that coming in. They had a tough time stopping the quarterback running. But I thought he really made some nice plays and some good cuts. So that was fun to see, too. So just a good overall job. I said it wasn't just one person. And it wasn't always the prettiest thing at times. We'd have some good plays and we'd come back with a penalty. And then we'd have some good plays and miss something. But they just kept chipping, kept fighting. And that's all you can ask for as a coach.
As the Tigers are headed to the quarterfinal round for a second year in a row. And, Coach, how that feels for this Tiger team that continues to climb here as one of the teams to watch in Class 1A.
Yeah, it feels really good because we've put a lot of time into this program as a coaching staff and just the kids have put a lot of time. The parents have really committed a lot of time. So you're just there's nothing you want to see more than just all that time pay off and get to have these great these great nights that they'll have memories for the rest of their life of a playoff game at home and a good win at home in front of the home crowd. So just proud of the program and everyone that's put in the work they do, and it goes all the way down from your managers all the way up to the coaching staff and your stat guys and your ball guys and your trainers. I mean, just the whole thing's it takes a village, and you see that more and more when you're a coach, and the more you coach, you see all those things that just contribute to your team having success. So just a big shout out to all the people in our program that make this go. Even just our booster moms for team meals and team snacks and getting the boys ready to go and hydrated for a game. I think that's just huge. So just huge shout out to all the people that go into this program. We really put a ton of time as a coaching staff into this, and there's nothing better than seeing all the kids work pay off and all the coaches work pay off to go back-to-back years here to the quarterfinals is pretty special.
Your initial thoughts on who you will be facing in the quarterfinal round, defending home field again as you take on Trainer?
Yeah, I don't know a ton about him. I've just glanced a little bit at one game prior to the season. So don't know a ton about them. Just a little bit I've gathered, they got a pretty consistent offensive run and pass, so you're going to have to be good at stopping both. Do a good job of just, kind of bend, don't break defense a little bit I've seen, but like I said, I don't know a ton about them. But we know we're going to get a tough game. We thought this was going to be a tough game. It was. We expect nothing different next week. It's going to be a tough game, just a straight dogfight. This time of year in these games, you're playing the best of the best. So we're glad to be in that group, but we definitely know it's going to be a tough one. We'll have to come play. We'll definitely have to play a better game. And we know we didn't play our best tonight, especially on offense, more. But like I said, we just keep doing enough to win, keep doing enough to get to the next round. That's all you can ask the kids for at this point. If they can keep figuring out a way to win, we'll take it. And that's what it's going to take next week.
Final thoughts, Coach, is this Tiger football team continues to put South Hardin football on the map here in Class 1A and a chance to continue that heading to the quarterfinals.
Huge shout out to our fans, our parents, our players, just a ton of support what we've been getting all year long. Just awesome. Appreciate it very, very, very much. And appreciate the crowd tonight. It was a huge help. I thought it really sparked at times when we needed it, so that was huge. And we're going to need it again next week. So a really big shout out to them. And looking forward to a big game at home next week to go to the Dome.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time all season long joining us here on the Coach's Corner, taking time out of your week to update us on the team for pregame interviews. And best of luck to you and the team as you move on here in this Class 1A postseason next week as we wrap up our time here together on our final Coach's Corner.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate all your coverage this year. It's been awesome and always enjoy talking to you.
And once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for joining us all season long here on the Coach's Corner.